ेशं गुरुदेवतात्मा भयं द्वितीयाभिनिवेशतस्य ईशादपेतस्य विपर्ययो स्मृति तन्माययातो बुधभा अभजित्तम् भक्ते कयेशं गुरुदेवतात्मा वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग भयम फियर द्वितीय इन समथिंग सीमिंग टू बी अदर देन द लॉर्ड अभिनिवेशता बिकॉज ऑफ एब्जॉर्प्शन स्याद इट विल अराइज इशाद फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड अपेतस्य फॉर वन हु हैज टर्न अवे विपर्यय मिस आइडेंटिफिकेशन अस्मृति फॉरगेटफुलनेस तत् ऑफ द लॉर्ड मायया बाय द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी अतः देयरफोर Buddha, an intelligent person, abhajet, should worship fully. Tam, him, bhaktya, with devotion, ekaya, unalloyed, isham, the Lord, guru deva, devata atma, One who sees his own spiritual master as his Lord and very soul. Translation and purport. Translation. Fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as the mortal body because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord. When the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, He also forgets his own constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. This bewildering, fearful condition is affected by the potency for illusion called Maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, whom he should accept as his worshipable deity and as his very life and soul. We are going to read the second part. By the laws of God, the three modes of material nature are constantly in conflict, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. This conflict is described in many places in the Bhagavatam as guna vyatikaram. When the living entity is bewildered by the interactions of the modes of material nature, he comes to the conclusion of relativity and assumes that God and worship of God are simply byproducts of the relative contradictory interactions of nature's modes. In the name of anthropological, sociological, or psychological perspective, the living entity falls deeper and deeper into the darkness of materialistic ignorance, dedicating himself to mundane piety, economic development, sense gratification, or speculation, in which he regards the absolute as lacking variety and personality, which he assumes to be products of the interactions of nature's modes. The illusory potency of the Supreme Lord is Durataya. It is impossible to escape without the direct mercy of Krishna. Mam eva prapadyante, mayam etam tarantite. The example may be given that when the sun is covered by clouds, no man-made apparatus can remove them from the sky. But the sun itself, which created the clouds, can immediately burn away the cloudy covering and reveal itself. Similarly, when we become covered by the illusory potency of the Lord, we identify with our temporary material body, and thus we are always in fear and anxiety. But when we surrender to the Lord Himself, He can immediately free us from this illusion. The material world is padam padam yat vipadam. It is dangerous at every step. When a living entity understands that he is not the material body, but an eternal servant of God, his fear is vanquished. As stated by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Atra bhaktai samsara bandhan na bhetavyam sahi bhakto pravartamanasya svataha eva payati. In this Bhagavad Dharma, devotees have no need to fear the bondage of material existence. The fear goes away in its own accord for one who engages in devotional service. It is important to make clear that bhayam or fear cannot ultimately be vanquished simply by impersonal self-realization, as expressed by the words Aham Brahmasmi, I am spirit soul. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.12, Narad Muni says to Vyasadeva, Naishkarmyam api achyuta bhava varjitam na shobhate. Mere naishkarmyam, or cessation of material activities and repudiation of the bodily concept of life, cannot ultimately save one. The living entity must find a superior shelter on the spiritual platform. Otherwise, he will come back to the fearful situation of material existence. That is stated in Shastra, Aruya Krishnena Param Padam Tata, पतंति अदो अनाद्युत युष्मद अंगया भागवतम 10.2.32। अल्दो वन में विद ग्रेट लेबर एंड एफर्ट स्ट्रगल्ड अप टू द ब्रह्मन प्लेटफॉर्म क्लेशो अधिकरस्तेषाम अव्यक्तासक्त चेतसाम इफ ही डज नॉट फाइंड अ सूटेबल शेल्टर ही विल कम बैक टू द मटेरियल प्लेटफॉर्म ही सो कॉल्ड लिबरेशन इज विमुक्त मान लिबरेशन बाय इमेजिनेशन। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। सो हियर इन दिस वर्सेस ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम वी कैन सी दैट हाउ नव योगेंद्रज हु अपियर्ड to solve the spiritual queries of King Nimi. They are answering his various questions. Here we can see that King Nimi was not an ordinary person, who was a great king, but at the same time he was having a pure consciousness. He had desire to understand the Supreme Lord, the process of liberation from this material entanglement. And it was not kind of showboatal devotion. He had that real sincere inquiries. And therefore, the Supreme Lord arrange through his transcendental system, he sent his bona fide representatives. Whenever living entity has that sincere serious desire to understand. Then the Supreme Lord will arrange. It is also said that by the mercy of Lord, one gets spiritual master. When Lord sees that this soul has a sincere desire to come back to me, then he will send his bona fide spiritual master. And therefore we can see that this kind of principle in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam appearing at so many places, that whenever somebody had sincere inquiries to understand the higher absolute truth, not just material inquiries, what will happen, what will be my material security or my material welfare, that is not the topmost priority in their minds. Here we can see that even in the case of Srila Vyasadeva, who was very empowered to write Vedic literatures. He wrote so many Vedic literatures, but still after that he was despondent. Still after writing so much of Vedic literatures, he was thinking that there is something still not which I have not written, which is still unfulfilled, my heart is not satisfied still. So he was having that kind of mindset. When somebody has that kind of mindset, he is not happy in this material world, whatever material opulences one may get. Material opulences may get some may give some temporary happiness, and one will be happy with that, because one may think that, yeah, Lord is very merciful and he is fulfilling my desires. Lord becomes a servant. Sometimes instead of praying to the Lord to give service, we unfortunately engage Lord in our service. That is our problem. Instead of serving the Lord, we pray in such a way that Lord has to serve us. That is the unfortunate condition of the living entity. But here, these great Mahatmas, they are not thinking of their material welfare. Their consciousness is elevated. And therefore, it may appear that these inquiries are for their own self, but these inquiries are for the welfare of all living entities. That is very important to understand, that they are asking for the welfare of everyone. And that is what is the right mood of approaching Srimad Bhagavatam or the Bhagavatas, who are the great devotees of the Lord, spiritual master. Otherwise one may approach spiritual master and dump all the material problems. Solve this, solve my material problems. All these kind of conditionings one has to give up. And make sincere inquiries, then only one will understand what Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us. Till that time we will not understand. And therefore, here we can see that King Nemi had that kind of consciousness. He was very receptive to hear. He was not just hearing for the sake of hearing. It was not a ritual to hear. That every day coming and sitting in the Bhagavatam class and somebody speaking, I don't like this speaker, but what can I do? I have to hear, otherwise I'll be mark absent. That kind of fear is there and my sadhana chart will be very bad. That is ritual kind of thing. But here King Nemi had that urgency. He understood that this is an urgent message. I have to listen to purify my own heart. My heart is filled with all dirty things. Life after life is cultivated dirtiness in the heart and still not ready to give up. So here King Nemi is telling that first of all, the human birth is very rare. To get the human form of life is very rare. After going through so many species of life, one may get human form of life. And more rare is the association of devotees who are elevated souls, who are giving this message. It is by the great fortune one may get the association of devotees. And after coming in the association, what one must do? One must inquire submissively, humble oral reception. That kind of attitude is very important. It is not that I am more better, I can recite very nicely. I know better than others. I am the best. That kind of tendencies will be there. Mind will try to confuse us. That I am the best devotee. And therefore, that kind of illusion has to be removed. And the words of Srimad Bhagavatam help us to go higher, to elevate our consciousness. And we can see that here King Nemi, he is making such inquiries. And now Yogendras, who were very, very elevated souls, their darshan is durlabh. One cannot see them. Anyone, one may see them, one will not understand them. Because of their appearance, one may think that, what is this? They are mad people coming here. Devotees of the Lord sometimes are misunderstood to be mad people. They don't know. They are socially misfit. Externally, it may appear like that. But what is the consciousness that is important? What is the language one speaks? When they speak a very elevated language. It's not just ordinary mundane talks, solving material problems. But they are giving the ultimate solution for the material problems. How to make progress in spiritual life. That is the level they are always having. Even Jada Bharat, who was the third Bharat, we can say, Bharat, their brother. Bharat Maharaj was their brother actually, brothers of Navayogendras. Bharat Maharaj performed so much tapasya, he went in the forest, and somehow there, because of the attachment of the deer, he became deer. And in the next life, he became more determined to practice and perfect in one lifetime, not to come back. And he understood that this metal world is such a problem. And people especially, people of this metal world are more problematic. Because there is so much of envy, lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, filled everywhere. It's filth everywhere. So he wanted to be like a mad person. People thought him to be a very mad person, and he was also behaving like that, going here, there. So when he was carrying that palki of King Rahuguna, and at the time he was not walking properly. Why was not walking properly? Because he saw that there are ants crawling on the ground, and he did not want to step on them. It was not just material compassion, but he saw that there is super soul in the heart of those ants, and by nature he did not want to hurt anyone, and therefore he was not walking properly, and it was creating kind of jerks to this king. And this king who was sitting in that palki and thinking himself to be king, that is big problem when one thinks that I am superior, I have more control, I can control things, I can order people. So he thought that this servant is not doing his duty properly. He started speaking, started ordering. And when Jada Bharat, he spoke very elevated language. That time King Rahuguna understood that this is not ordinary language. Because he was speaking the truth. And in fact, he was speaking in such a way that it was elevating the consciousness of King Rahuguna. It was not in the mood of showing that I am more superior. That was the consciousness. With how we speak and what consciousness we speak, that has an impact on people, even on our own self. So therefore the consciousness is very important. And when he had that elevated level of consciousness, then the real transformation took place. The heart was transformed. It was not in the mood of showing that I am superior. So that is very important. And here also, these stories are coming in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we can see that these are not ordinary stories which have been recorded. Shukadev Goswami is not giving just ordinary stories. He is Paramahamsa devotee. And he is expert in extracting devotional service. is very expert in extracting what is devotional service, what are the various accounts in the history which connects to the devotional service and which will help to elevate our consciousness. That is very important. And therefore, when he is speaking, it is elevating the consciousness of King Nemi. And now Yogendras, those who are already liberated souls, their sound vibration is purifying the entire universe. And what they are speaking is very, very important. One question King Nemi asks, and first of the Navayogendras, he is answering. King Nemi inquires, what is the ultimate good for the living entity? What is the ultimate good? How to perform devotional service? So in that connection, Kavi, Shri Kavi, who is the first Navayogendras, he starts speaking. And he tells that conditioned souls are constantly disturbed by identifying with the temporary material world. That is a problem. He is not telling that, oh, what is happening in this other part of the world, and there is a fight between nations, and there is going to be nuclear war or whatever, and terrorism and so much problems. He is not beating around the bush. He is just straight away going to the point. And he is telling that the real problem, the root cause of the problem, he is going. And he is telling that to condition living entity misidentifies himself as the material body. Theoretically we know that I am not this material body, I am spirit soul. Theoretically everyone knows. But when it comes to practice, it's very difficult to practice. Problems come, then we get overwhelmed with the problem. Oh, what problem? This problem. How to solve economic problem. Security, future security is the biggest haunting problem for everyone. And one gets confused. How to solve that? And therefore, it is very important to remain fixed in the basic concepts of spiritual lessons, spiritual knowledge, which even Lord Krishna gave to Arjuna. He first told that you are not this mortal body, you are spirit soul. So that is the first lesson one has to make very perfect. Then the other things can be solved. The first lesson is not strong. We have not taken our first lesson properly. Then whatever we may study in the next chapters, it will not, we will not be able to understand. So therefore, Kavi is telling that the fear arises. The root cause of the problem is that when we misidentify, and even this kind of fear, what is, why this fear is created? We don't want to be fearful, we want to be fearless. Sometimes some people in illusion also try to act fearless. That is another kind of illusion, thinking that I can do anything. And they try to over-smart material energy. But material energy has already defeated them. Because they are thinking like that. They are already defeated. So therefore, if we go little backwards in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, the original cause of this fear. The fear was created at the very beginning of creation. When Brahmaji was creating, Brahmaji was given the task of creation, various living entities. So that time he created 5 types of ignorance. Five types. Because living entity, first of all, has to forget his original identity. The living entity forgets his original identity. Then only one can think that I am enjoying. Right? If one thinks that I am the eternal servant of God, my constitutional position is I am Jivera Sarupa Hai Krishnera Nitya Das, Dasanu Das, servant of the servant, 100 times servant of the servant, then one will not be able to enjoy. Correct? Becoming servant is not a very pleasurable situation. Das, servant. He is to be obedient, always serve. Nobody wants to serve. Even after coming to Krishna consciousness, so many years practicing, still that tendency of enjoying will come. Because that is so deeply ingrained that I don't want to serve. I want to become the master. I want to become the enjoyer in this material world. That is so deeply rooted. And that is given at the very beginning of the creation. That one is put into that kind of illusion. 5 types of ignorance Brahma creates. And first is the tamas, darkness, ignorance of self-knowledge. One forgets. When one forgets, then one has to identify with something else. Right? Therefore, one starts identifying, oh yeah, I am this person. I am so and so, boss. Instead of Das, boss. Material energy gives so many designations to make one think that, yes, you are the one. That's a problem. One forgets. And the moha, illusory conception increases more and more. More and more he is put into more illusion. Yeah, you are the enjoyer, you can do, yes. Now you have achieved so much, you can still achieve more. You have become now 50 years, still you have a lot of time to enjoy. Don't worry, go on. Maya will keep pushing. Thinking that one can enjoy more and more. But one doesn't realize that I am getting old. My life is ending. Sometimes our Radha Gopinath Prabhu, in his Journey of Self-Discovery course, he tells that even 90-year-old person has 20 years plan. That is the biggest illusion. He has become 90 years old. Still is thinking that I am going to enjoy for 20 more years. Any time it can be taken away. So therefore illusion increases more and more. Then Mahamoha, ownership of enjoyable objects. One thinks that I can enjoy. I am the owner. I have so many assets, gadgets, properties, and so many things I have got. Even sometimes brahmacharis also may have that kind of pride, so much knowledge and projects, so many things. May that kind of thing may also come. Maya can very clever, very quickly trick anybody. So therefore, that kind of illusion one may get. And then when one knows that, yes, this body is going to end sometime, I cannot enjoy. Sometimes it gets old and one and starts realizing the limitations of the body. And fear of death, sense of death also comes, that I am going to die on the Tamishra. Is put into that kind of ignorance. Tamishra, anger arising after frustration, one cannot enjoy. One knows that this is limited happiness, unlimited desires and limited happiness in this material world. One may desire unlimitedly, but one will get only limited happiness. Some Brahmachari was quoting. This is not my own quoting, but somebody was saying, unlimited desires, one can desire unlimited, I want to do this, I want to do that, but your happiness is only limited. You cannot get more than yet what you deserve. So that is a problem. That is the very beginning of creation, that kind of five kinds of ignorance are covering the living entity. And therefore, one has to come out of that. And how one can come out of that? By making sincere inquiries. By making sincere inquiries to those who are elevated souls, especially spiritual master, who comes to give that knowledge to elevate our consciousness. So therefore, that is very, very important. And here we can see that here King Nemi, who he was having that kind of consciousness, and because of that, now Yogendra is the cave to guide him and to help him. And how even this conversation, in fact, between Narada and Vasudev, when Vasudev had that kind of inquiries, Vasudev was inquiring submissively. He was thinking that I could have asked, I performed so many austerities in my previous life, right? In his previous life, he performed so much austerities to get Supreme Lord as his son. And he got, Supreme Lord became his son. But then later on I was thinking that, oh, what I have done? I could have asked that I have become liberated from this material world. But I am just asking some material benedictions, although the Lord is coming in front of us. But our consciousness is not tuned properly. We will ask Lord to fulfill our material desires. Lord, give me this, give me that, because I will be happy. So instead of serving the Lord, we take service from the Lord. So that is a problem. So Vasudeva understood that, yes, I made a mistake. Now I should make real sincere inquiries. What is ultimate welfare? How can I become free from the cycle of birth and death, right? That is a real problem. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, doshama, darshana. That is a real problem in this material world. The living entity is put into this material world since time immemorial. And there is no plan. Our great leaders or academics, they don't have any scientists, they don't have any plan to redeem this condition living entities from this material world. In fact, the illusory conception of life is made more thicker you become happy, develop this economic development and so many things, defense mechanism, and then you'll be happy. But the main root cause of problem is not solved. So here, these liberated souls, Navayogendras, they are going to the root cause of the problem. And they are giving the solution. What is the solution? They are giving Bhagavad Dharma. They are telling the process of devotional service. Process of devotional service will help one to become free from cycle of birth and death. Eternally, one will go back home, back to God. That is one's constitutional position. The constitutional position of the living entity is to serve the Lord. Jivera Swarupa hai, Krishnera Nitya Das. That living entity has forgotten. And that these Navayogendras are coming here to remind. And that will give the one real happiness. Not any other external situation. Temporary solutions will not solve the problems of life. So therefore, this Bhagavad Dharma is given by Navayogendras. And in fact, that is the theme of Srimad Bhagavatam. Everywhere we can see that the pure devotees are speaking Bhagavad Dharma. They are giving Bhagavad Dharma. The process of devotional service. If you can translate these words, Bhagavad Dharma, we can translate as Krishna consciousness. Simple. They are giving simply Krishna consciousness. Nothing else. Because Krishna consciousness is our original consciousness. They are giving that. They are the most beneficent welfare workers actually. They are thinking for the best welfare of the entire human society. If we can, somebody can remind yourself as what is your constitutional position as the eternal servant of Lord, your all problems will be mitigated. You don't have to worry. So therefore, this Bhagavad Dharma is given by Navayogendras. They're giving this Bhagavad Dharma. And devotees of the Lord, pure devotees of the Lord, they're very much attached to this Bhagavad Dharma. And that is what is needed in today's society. Krishna consciousness is very much needed in today's society. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj also, when he told Srila Prabhupada at the very beginning, at the very first meeting, he told that what is the problem in the society. He told that lack of Krishna consciousness is the real problem in this society. People are not sufficiently Krishna conscious. That is the anxiety of great devotees. How to give this message to help people to elevate their consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning, he was little bit hesitant to accept. But again, the moment's association, the power of pure devotee can transform the hearts of people. If somebody can understand that, yes, this is the problem and I should make that as my goal of life to solve that problem. All other problems are secondary, temporary, very petty problems. Sometimes simple problems. But the real problem is lack of Krishna consciousness. Because somebody misses that in this life, then next life, we don't know where one will go. Human life will be wasted, and some other form, species, we don't know. So therefore, when somebody realizes the urgency of Krishna consciousness, then one will hear attentively. Because by hearing the message attentively, all the misconceptions will become cleared. Sometimes, therefore we have to emphasize on hearing, attentive hearing. Attentive hearing will help one to elevate one's consciousness. So that is very important. Therefore, they are saying that Kayana Vacha Manasendreva. It is not just a ritual to recite this sloka. Sometimes it becomes like ritual. Kayana Vacha Manasendreva. Every arti they at the end this sloka goes on. But if one goes more deeper, one hears what is the message behind this sloka. I should offer my mind, my consciousness, my words, Narayan api samarpe. My all activity should be dedicated to Lord Narayan. If I have to please Lord Narayan, then I have to dedicate completely. Not just ritual and then expecting material desires. So therefore, when somebody hears this message attentively, then one's fear will be mitigated. One will reinstate in his original constitutional position as the spirit soul. And the process of devotional service, when one engages in the process of devotional service, in that consciousness, then there is some hope. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions, comments? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.